USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Much like Steve Bannon before him, former top Trump aide Peter Navarro is now convicted on a charge of contempt of Congress. His immediate reaction with reporters before turning things over to his lawyers outside the courthouse Thursday.
This is nuts. So what I want to try to do here is have an interesting discussion about what just happened. That's what you all want to know. So, Mr. Rowley, have at it, my friend.
Navarro was found guilty of disobeying congressional subpoenas for testimony and info related to the January 6th U.S. Capitol riots. President Joe Biden will try and make the case for U.S. preeminence over China during his visit with G20 leaders in India. Sources have reported there are U.S.-backed efforts to beef up the International Monetary Fund by $200 billion in order to give overtaxed and impoverished nations, mostly in Africa, another option for funding outside of China. China has been offering lesser developed nations its Belt and Road Initiative. Chinese President Xi Jinping will not be at the G20. At the same time, President Biden is cutting off additional energy production in Alaska.
The Department of the Interior canceled all existing oil and gas leases in Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. And Biden wants more government regulations for the National Petroleum Reserve. Biden promised during the 2020 campaign that he would look to prevent oil drilling in some Alaskan areas if elected. I'm Lance Pry.
New polling finds a strong majority of Americans believe President Biden was probably involved in some level of corruption while he was vice president under Obama. It's the main takeaway from a new CNN SSRS poll, which showed 61% of Americans think Biden was involved in his son Hunter's business dealings several years ago. This is USA News.
Hey there, this is Brant, along with Sherry.
Hi.
And maybe you've heard about MediShare. Maybe you heard me talking about it. Well, Sherry helps produce these spots about MediShare. So people ask us, does this actually work? Is this really a great option for my health care? And honestly, the answer is yes.
Yes, yes,
for
it
real,
is.
For real, yes.
And you know, it's funny, too, because a lot of people are fed up with their current arrangement or they're looking to save money, but they're hesitant, right? I'm like, MediShare has been doing this for 30
right.
years. I think you can trust that,
you
right?
You can't. MediShare really is the gold standard for this health care sharing thing, too. And I've done it. You've done it. And people are really happy after they make the switch. I keep talking about the member satisfaction rate. It's real. It's like double that of health insurance.
I have loved it. They're professional and they care. That in and of itself is refreshing.
We could change your name to MediSherry.
That's cool. That's interesting.
Cool marketing thing.
Sure.
It's not going to happen. You can save a ton and be really happy with it. They're great to talk to. Call them now. They really are. Just call this number. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A Los Angeles judge is sentencing That 70s Show actor Danny Masterson to prison for 30 years to life following his conviction on two counts of rape. On Thursday, the judge heard witness impact statements prior to issuing sentencing. Court reporters noted no particular emotional reaction from Masterson himself. Masterson was convicted earlier this year following an earlier mistrial in his case last December. Masterson's attorneys have already noted their intent to appeal the conviction. Masterson himself has continued to maintain his innocence, even after. One Republican senator is making headlines for stating that COVID-19 vaccines could be more dangerous than the virus itself. Kentucky senator and private physician himself, Rand Paul, on the floor of the U.S. Senate this week, said in some cases, the vaccine can come in conflict with natural immunity processes.
If you have had COVID within 3 months and you take a vaccine, you have a profound risk of getting an overly exuberant immune response and having the myocarditis because you've had the vaccine in the middle of an immune response that you're making against the disease.
Paul and other Republican lawmakers remain wary of any potential future mandates thanks to a recent uptick in COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations. The White House continues to encourage Americans to get the shot, but has stopped short of issuing any mandates. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418.